In 1900, a young African-American man was murdered in Lyman, Colorado. Preston Porter Jr. was burned alive by an angry mob, having been falsely accused of murdering a young white girl. This, of course, wasn't an isolated incident. It was part of a wave of extrajudicial murders, lynchings that were happening regularly around the country. Well, this Saturday in Lyman, Porter Jr. will be commemorated with a ceremony. And one of those who'll be attending will be Rosemary Lytle, who is the president of the NAACP, Colorado, Montana and Wyoming State Conference.
Preston Porter Jr., or John Preston Porter Jr., as he is sometimes referred to in history, was a tragic victim of America's white supremacy through lynching at the turn of the century. About this time in November in 1900, a young girl who happened to be white, a young white girl, was tragically beaten and murdered. And there was, of course, an intense search for the person who committed that crime. During that time, the first person to be looked at would always be someone of color. There were very few people of color, very few African Americans, very few people of what we might now call Hispanic descent, very few Italians, but there were some. And people who were the other would be looked at first as suspects. They looked at many people. They looked at a poor white man. They looked at two people who were identified in history as Mexican. They looked at Preston Porter's brother and his father before they settled on him, a 16-year-old boy who they said had committed tragic crime, this awful crime, but actually they had beaten him into an admission of it. And as it happened, Colorado Springs, Denver, and the city of Lyman were all complicit in this now double tragedy. He was taken from the Denver jail, taken to Lyman, Colorado, and literally burned at the stake.
Well, of course, all of this was happening at a time when the Ku Klux Klan was playing a very prominent role in Colorado politics, in Denver, in Boulder, yeah, and around the state. And Colorado has deep roots in white supremacy. And also, as you said, lynching. There were several instances where this has happened. Do you think there are more stories yet to come out and yet to be put out now into the modern day narrative? I mean, and tell us about the work that is being done to discover some of those stories.
Yes, well, all over the country, we know this. This took place in places much like where we are, where you wouldn't imagine that this would happen. So now there is a new, relatively new, National Memorial for Peace and Justice, which commemorates African Americans who were victims of lynchings from, I believe, 1877 to, believe this, 1950. And so it's not just a memorial. I haven't been there yet, but I'm going. It's more from everything that I've read about it and from all the photos that I've seen. It's more of a confronting of our past. It puts it right out there. You know, people that were, let's face it, African-Americans who were brought forcibly to this country, kidnapped, terrorized, segregated after American slavery ended, lynched, and now incarcerated. It confronts that memory. And I hope that what we're doing here confronts it as well, and not just as memory, but as public memory, something that we must all know about and do something about, even all these years later.
Now, you said earlier, Rosemary, that the lynching or the burning alive, the murder of John Preston Porter Jr. back in 1900, it wasn't just an isolated incident in Lyman. You had state officials who were, whether they were outrightly condoning this, they were certainly complicit in what happened. The state's newspapers were also complicit in this. You talk a little bit about how the state as a whole and the institutions as a whole were also responsible beyond the mob in Lyman that actually murdered John Preston Porter Jr.
Yes, as you talked about, the KKK being a force inside of Colorado's public structures, inside of its government, inside of its law enforcement, inside of its media. We see all of that come to life in this one instance of this awful crime against humanity. We see a governor that could easily, of course, intervene, but who turns away. We see law enforcement in Denver holding a young boy described as feeble, really described as slight, very meek, holding this young boy so that they can ensure, let's say what it was, that he gets to his lynching. We see people here in the place where I've lived, this beautiful place, the Pikes Peak region, Colorado Springs, traveling by train with their children and their quote-unquote picnic baskets, so that they can go and witness something that now I think I pass out. But it was sport. And many of them from Colorado Springs came by train. The train was late, so they sent a wire ahead to say, hold the lynching for us. We want to make sure we're there. It's one of the reasons that urban legend, they say it's not true, that the word picnic derives from pick a n, and that's why I often put it in quotation marks or don't say it at all. I know they took boxes of food to witness lynchings all over the South, but guess what? Right here in the Middle West as well.
Rosemary, it's 118 years after John Preston Porter Jr. was murdered, was burned alive. We're now at a situation where we have discussions around white supremacy, white nationalists coming from the highest office in the land, at the White House. You know, where are we here in Colorado around these ongoing issues of white supremacy and white nationalism, and how is that continuing to play out in society?
Well, I think that what we hear from the highest place, if you will, in the land, from the White House, could easily fit into a recounting of what happened to John Preston Porter Jr. We see a candidate in Mississippi recently to say she supported a person so much that she'd sit at a public hanging to support him. So this history of lynchings is the way that you show what you really stand by plays out again and again, and how we see our and hear our president talk about people, from other politicians to members of the media to anyone that dares oppose the status quo. We see that play out all over the country. We see how the vitriol in our society contributes to the violence and the mass violence. That all seems to fit in a 1900 narrative, not in a 2018 narrative, but indeed it's very much quite the same. We know that this country has this awful history, but confronting it is something that we're still slow to do. These memorials, these commemorations call back from the dead people whose names must be heard.
Well, the name of John Preston Porter Jr. will be heard this Saturday at that commemoration event. It is happening in Lyman. It starts at 2 o'clock, and we'll put more information online at news.kgnu.org. And we spoke there with Rosemary Lytle, who is the president of the NAACP Colorado, Montana and Wyoming State Conference.